Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, this five times a week podcast answering your questions. Lindsay with me once again. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Dorothy Graham. Dorothy says she's a 59-year-old lady living in Zimbabwe. She ran Comrades last year and finished outside the 12 hours. She swore never again with the heat and the winds. She found it very hard, but a friend has asked her to run next year. She's thinking about it. What will be the goals? What will the goals have to be to finish under 11 hours, which was what her goal was last time? She's run two oceans once before and plans to do it next year again as well. Her time there was 5:54. She runs marathons between 3:57 and 4:30. Does a lot of cross training and spin classes as well. And she runs around 300 kilometers a month. She'd love to get a medal at Comrades, and she'd love any guidance at all.
Look, she's got all the basics in place. The groundwork is there. The marathon is definitely quick enough. She's doing cross training. She's completed two oceans in a reasonable time. So I suspect that there's maybe a little bit of goal setting in terms of on the Comrades race day that needs to be sorted out. And then I strongly suspect an appropriate pacing strategy would go a long way to helping her out. But really, if she's run under 4 hours for a marathon and she's from Zimbabwe, then there should not be an issue around finishing Comrades in under 11 hours, not miles under 11 hours. So that's why I say this could possibly be a disconnect between the goal and the pacing strategy. And so, yeah, I think she should definitely maybe pop some more details on the Ask Coach Perry website. And then, yeah, we can just have a little bit of an in-depth look there. But no, she should not have any issues finishing Comrades.
Yeah, and Lindsay, I think it's also important to note that the 2013 Comrades was a serious anomaly. I mean, that heat and wind was really tough. Comrades is hard. There's no two ways about it. But that was a real freak of nature. So don't beat yourself up about it, Dorothy. You picked the year. I mean, there's nothing wrong with not finishing 2013. It was a horrible year, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, so this year was a lot better than the previous year. And well, we also said after last year that we're never going to get conditions quite as bad as that. And then this year, I guess it wasn't a close contest. Last year still wins hands down, but it was still a bit warmer than I was expecting this year.
Absolutely. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. Dorothy, if you want to send us more sort of details, it would be pretty cool to see sort of what you did first half-wise at Comrades 2013, just to see as far as the pacing strategy. Get Lindsay to look at it and see where we go from there. So get to AskCoachPerry.com if you have a question as well. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll chat soon.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.